This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Knicks with the KO in game one. Final score in Cleveland. The Knickerbockers 101. The Cavs 97.
Phenomenal Knicks win, yes?
I mean, one of the biggest wins we've had in a long time. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to say it's going to be a dogfight the whole series.
Honestly, I don't know how you could watch Knicks game one, what they did on the road, hostile environment, and not be immensely impressed with that team.
And the Knicks stealing on the road. They lead the best of seven series here in Cleveland, Ohio.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 7 o'clock hour. You're just waking up. Welcome. 1-800-919-3776. Very Knicks-centric today. Other NBA games yesterday. We'll get into that, certainly. The hockey. Your Islanders have a... Ooh, you ready for this series starting tonight?
I am.
I think they have a good chance to win the series.
I think this is going to be a hard-fought, probably 7-game series.
So you would have to do what the Rangers did last year. Go into Carolina and win a game 7.
Right, yeah. I mean, Carolina's not played great hockey, but they are a really good team.
And they're a really good team at home, too.
Well coached. Yeah, I mean, you got the better goalie in the series, which always, I mean, in close series where both teams have trouble scoring. I mean, that's a huge benefit to have.
Barzal back for the series?
Barzal is back.
Wow. That's got to be a huge lift, too.
It's a huge lift. They got to figure out their power play. I mean, this is going to be, dude, I'm telling you right now, the playoffs in general, like you got, even in the West, you got Edmonton going against the Kings. This NHL playoffs is going to be wild.
Can't wait for it. Starts tonight.
Starts tonight. Every day.
You got Rangers Tuesday. So the Rangers are on a more normal schedule, right? Rangers are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, right? Saturday night. They kick Billy Joel out of the Garden.
Listen.
He owns the Garden.
Don't. Mr. Dolan owns the Garden.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
We're trying to win ourselves a Stanley Cup here, boys.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Are we going to go to a game as a...
Stop, would you please? Don't start putting pressure, please.
Why? Why?
Because, I mean, stop. I just got back. I'm just settling in.
Oh, my God.
I'm moving bowls.
Moving out. So this isn't... You don't want to. We see it. You're going to be driving around in your brand new, beautiful ride, which is created for you by all the fans, and you don't want to hang out with the commoners, is what you're saying.
No. There's nothing. I'm not saying any of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I told you. I told you before the playoffs started, if the Rangers were playing the Devils in the first round, I would be interested.
And the Rangers are playing the Devils in the first round.
Right. So maybe I'm interested. Okay. Just let me settle in a little bit.
What does that mean, settle in?
I'm settling in. I just got back from Lake Placid.
Well, I'm not saying you want to go to the game tonight. I'm saying Saturday, maybe. When's game 4? Monday?
I'm very discombobulated. I think Saturday would probably be the time to go.
So what do we think?
That's a quick turnaround, man, going Monday night to wake up Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's very difficult. Raymond will be there. RJ? I mean, what do you think? A little Saturday night at the Garden?
I would love to.
But here we go. But
this is a real reason, though.
He has his wife something. Someone is doing something. Go ahead.
Baby shower. Uh-huh. And my family's in town.
You know what? I can't even argue with this.
Yeah, there's no escaping that.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do with that.
And they're staying with us. So it'd be pretty awkward to be like, all right, you guys hang here.
Aren't you in a one bedroom?
Yes. Not my whole family, but my mother is staying with us. So
what, does she get the couch?
No.
You give her the bed and you guys go to the couch?
Yeah.
Or she just jumps in the bed like Rick's situation?
No, we avoid that. We avoid that. There's a way to do it. But it would be, it'd be strange for me to be like, hey, Mom.
I'm sleeping with my mother-in-law.
Yeah, I avoid that. But listen, I'd love to. If you guys want to battle on without me, I would understand.
In no way Could you, because I imagine that this baby shower is a day event.
Yes.
You couldn't at like 7:15 duck out and say, like, listen, I'm going to be going out now, but I'll be back later.
No.
You can't get home. All right.
That would be bad.
Okay. RG's a good son. His mom's in town. He wants to make sure he's a good host.
I have not given you one iota of a hard time. I get it. It makes perfect sense. So you can't. All right. So then that's it. I'm not going unless everyone's going to be there.
This is back-to-back times, too, where RJ's been the one that's not been there.
Oh, God. I can't wait for the series. I'm so fired up for the Rangers-Devils.
How could you not be? I mean, you have a team that's made the appropriate moves to try to win themselves a Stanley Cup. You're going up against a team that has that's the Devils are a really
Devils
good
are good.
Team.
Devils are They're terrifying. Fast. Yep.
It's going to be a great series.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus and Hackensack and Old Bridge and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I don't want you to think it's only Knicks calls today. If you want to call on the Islanders, if you want to call on the Rangers and the Devils, if you want to call on the Nets, all that is on the table. It doesn't have to be dominated by the Knicks callers. 1-800-919-3776. Jack and, no, I don't want to go to him because he's Yankees. Let's stay with the Knicks for the moment. Kevin on the big rig. Good morning, Kev. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, I'm not a big basketball fan, and I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm watching the Knicks and Cavs. And, Dave, I totally get it now, how you've been saying all season long how, yes, he's good, he puts up the numbers, but he is insufferable to watch. Like, he'll do something brilliant and then something stupid and then something brilliant and then something stupid. It's like, oh, I got teammates? Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I got teammates? Oh, no, I don't. I totally get it, bro.
He's maddening. I mean, and I don't think I'm the only person. I think there's a lot of people. Julius Randle, he plays hard. He grinds it out. He wants to win. I get it. He is maddening at times to watch play basketball.
Yeah, he'll pull up from Akron, Ohio, and then he'll clean up the board and slam it down. Then he'll go up against two guys that are going to block his shot. Then he throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to a player on the wing who can't handle it out of bounds, Cavs ball.
You couldn't be more right. I mean, he is, you know, you love him, you can't stand him, right?
Well, you need him. I mean, first of all, you need him. And yes, I mean, there are times where he gets out of control a little bit, turns the ball over, makes some dumb plays, makes a lot of tough shots, but I mean, he's one of your best players. And
he's one of your best players.
The fact that you had him, especially in that first half when Jalen Brunson wasn't available because of the foul trouble, was huge.
And I love this recipe. And this now feels like it's the game plan, right? Start out with Randle. It's your game. Start us out. Get us out to a good start. Fourth quarter, Brunson closing time.
Right, of course. Well, you see why. I mean, Brunson gets where he wants, when he wants. He makes smart plays. I mean, he scores in an ISO. He gets into the paint. The guy's been, dude, I'm telling you what, man. I mean, what an offseason signing by Leon Rose.
Great. Now, Grasso was saying on Friday, he says this, he thinks this could be the greatest free agent signing in history in New York sports.
Well, you know Grasso's a shock jock, so.
Do you think so?
A little bit.
Not as much as Ty.
No, Ty's a troll.
Ty is so Knicks fans show a video, it's all over Twitter, of just excitement and celebration after they win game one. Then the Lakers win game one, just kind of ho-hum, and he's like, this is how you act. You don't have to go crazy. Right. It's like, you know what, just shut up. Worry about your Lakers.
No, we can't because he's not doing radio in L.A.
Why don't you go to ESPN L.A. 710 and do the show out there with John Ireland?
Right, cool, because this is what happens. He likes to root for the Lakers, and then he likes to incite Knicks fans.
Also, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does he become a Lakers fan?
Front runner, probably.
I mean, really? You grew up in New York. It's a passionate basketball city. How in the world are you a Lakers fan?
It has to be. He might have told me before.
It's going to be, well, the Knicks were bad, so I just grabbed
no,
it.
No, I don't know who was too young to be a Bulls fan.
I see. Him and Santiago are going back and forth, though. It's getting heated.
Because Ray is very, very down on Ty right now.
Did you see what he showed up to work in on Saturday?
Well, was I here on Saturday?
You saw what I mentioned about it.
What was it?
Showed up wearing wine and gold. It's Kutztown State or Kutztown University. And he says, well, that's where my brother went to school. Okay, but you knew what you were doing. You looked in the mirror before you left the house.
He did it on purpose. He did it to incite you.
Are we sure he looks in the mirror, though, before he leaves the house?
No,
and then he went on the air and did his show and said Cavs in five.
You think he still thinks Cavs in five?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he ever thought Cavs in five. He just says it to get people crazy.
Yeah, but that's not a good talk show host.
Oh, listen, he gets the people talking, man.
No, but a talk show host that says stuff just for shock value and doesn't believe it is not a good host.
No, I think he believes what he says. He's a big NBA guy. He believes Cleveland's better. So he picked Cleveland in five.
Well, that's a stupid pick.
It doesn't look
that
like
was, that. Was a even if you thought Cleveland was going to, like, when you made your pick Cleveland in seven, I didn't say anything. I don't think you're crazy. Like, Cleveland in seven is realistically could still happen. Cleveland in five is just dumb.
Yeah, but I was in a tough spot making that pick.
What do you mean?
Because you had already picked the Knicks. I want my heart. My heart was telling me pick the Knicks. But
Josh,
you know
Hart.
What? Oh, yeah. Listen, Hart and Hartenstein, man. Hart and Hart.
That's right. You were not a fan of the show Hart and Hart, were you?
No, I don't think I was a huge fan.
It was a kind of a soap opera at night.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. Hello, Wes.
Good morning. Well, sorry, guys. Good morning.
All right. How you doing?
Good morning, company. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good.
So I'm more in the hockey, but I called about the Knicks. My basketball coach used to always say two things. He said, free throws and layups win championships. And the Knicks shot 19 to 22. So that's pretty good. But the thing that really stood out to me the most was the fact that the bench played well on the road. And that's one of the big concerns in the playoff series is how the bench plays on the road. And they played terrific. So I think your Knicks and six could stand up, could even be, who knows, but I think they do win the series because of the bench for that.
Did you have a hockey take you wanted to throw in here?
Oh, man. So I'm a big Devils fan, and I'm really nervous about Tuesday night because I think the pressure is on, like you said, the home team. We're young. We don't have the experience, or we don't have the experience, I should say, of the playoffs. But, man, those Hughes boys are good. We've got a young team. So even if we don't do well this year, we still can use it for next year and the years to come. So I think it'll probably go seven games. We'll see if it's Devils or Rangers when it's all said and done.
Well, that's what the Rangers were last year, right? They won seven games in the first round and the second round. I don't agree with that, though, Rick. I don't think all the pressure's on the Devils.
Well, no, I think what he meant is first game. So it's you have a young team, right? Like, I mean, you have a young team, and you're going up against a Rangers team that played in the Eastern Conference Final. And you're at home. If all of a sudden you lose game one, now Rangers have home ice. And God forbid you lose game two. That's what he means. It's tough, dude. I'm telling you, like, having played in the playoffs, if you go on the road and win one, that's awesome. You did exactly what you needed to do. But if you get swept on the road, the conversation in the locker room is, okay, they were supposed to win their two home games. We come home, we win our two home games, and we're back to square.
What do you think the percentage of fans at the game on Tuesday will be towards the Rangers?
There'll be more Rangers fans, I would bet.
You think it'll be more than 50-50 pro-Rangers, huh?
I think it's probably closer to like 60-40
wow.
Rangers, yeah. Rangers fans travel.
Well, that's not even traveling.
Well, no, I mean, but they travel in general. So, I mean, it's Jersey.
You don't go to a game anywhere ever. There's Rangers fans all over the place.
Especially in Florida, man. You play, I mean, you
all
go play
over.
When the Rangers go play the Panthers, even when we went and played the Panthers, there were a ton of Islander fans.
I got a text.
From who?
From John Selman.
See, he loves you.
Okay. Well, let's see if he loves me. Man that owns All-American Ford. Hey, Dave, we love you, too. You can still have a car if you want. If not, we can build you a customized bicycle for you to cruise around on for the spring and give away Dave's bike from your friends at All-American Ford.
He's got a sense of humor.
Remember the 835 Build Rick's Bike promo I was going to read, RJ?
Yes.
You can hand that right over to Richard.
Maybe this is what we do, RJ. Pick up the phone next break. Call Chiquita. And let's see if we can get Dave some kind of banana endorsement. And
I brought beautiful ripe banana, and they had pineapples. I was like, you know what? But I'm thinking to myself, you're not equipped to slice up the pineapple yet.
Do
you think my banana is not okay?
I'll bring in the I need the proper cutlery. Yes.
Tomorrow, can you bring in some cutlery and then I'll start to step up my fruit game?
Yeah, I'll chop that bad boy right for you.
That'd be terrific. I'd appreciate that.
This is what I do for you. I don't complain about it.
I bring in beautiful fruits.
Right. And I brought in a beautiful customized Ford Bronco that we're giving away.
And I'll bring in a beautiful bicycle.
Customized bicycle.
Customized bicycle.
Maybe a little sidecar on it so you could like, roll shit.
You know, you laugh. If we customize a bicycle, that would be a nice giveaway, too.
Bicycle's a great giveaway.
Oh, great giveaway. And a customized bike? Let's go to Steve and Wayne. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Listen, I listen to this show often, and I'm just so sick and tired of whenever I listen, it's always Julius Randle bashing. Let me ask you guys one question. Are we better in the long term? Better with Julius Randle or better without him?
I think they're better with him.
Hey, Steve, can you do me a favor, though? Okay. Can you please, Steve, could you separate the two of us, though?
Rick never bashes him. And I don't think I bash him all the time.
But my point is, guys, since in the 3 or 4 years that he's been here, the Knicks have been far better with him. He's been a two-time All-Star. This guy has given us everything. It's been nothing but uplift this team. Who's to know that if it wasn't for Julius Randle, we probably wouldn't have Jalen Brunson for somebody to come here and play with. My point is, we bash Julius Randle as if we're better without him. We're not. We're not. Of course he does bonehead things. I understand he does, little things here and there. In the long term, we are better when this guy is on the court. He plays. He's never injured. Hardly ever injured. Plays his heart out. Goes out there and does everything. And we bash him as if we don't need him.
Now, first of all, I don't think he's been bashed on this show in a long time. Second of all, let me defend Rick, something he wouldn't do for me. I don't think Rick ever bashes Julius Randle. That's if there's a show that bashes him and it's this show, I'm the one that does it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I brought in enough bananas that if you choose, you could have a second banana.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Probably won't, but I appreciate it.
But you could.
I appreciate
you have
the
that
option.
As an option.
Correct.
And that's because I care for you. Care for all you guys.
You're a nice man.
And then I'm treated like the way I'm treated on the show.
Stop it. They're gonna customize a bike for you. Would you please stop being a baby?
Please stop it. How about you get the customized bike and you jingle your way down the streets and I get the car?
I will. I love bikes.
Why don't I get a customized car?
Because you said no to the car.
I said no to just a regular car, not a customized car.
Well, I just want to ride the bike.
Yeah, well, maybe next time. You say yes, and you'll get the customized car.
You know what? Forget it. Maybe there is no next time.
You could customize it to make Giants colors, maybe. How about that?
That would
be nice. Beautiful.
That would be nice.
Like, let's not bury the lead here.
What's the lead?
This is a brand new Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
That we're giving our listeners the opportunity.
No, that you're giving.
No, we are.
You?
No, we are as a show. Were you on the call with me? Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not going on those calls anymore because I'm not respected by these people, by anybody.
I'm not going on. No, time out. I'm not going on calls with you anymore.
Why? What did I do?
Because that second call, RJ, the second call turns into, it was like we're in the actor's studio where Dave was getting interviewed. The man took over the phone call and talked for like 30 straight minutes.
Because I had questions, and I don't even think you were not in video on the call.
Right. I was doing stuff.
Yeah. You should see this guy. And then he doesn't mute. So then we start getting texts during the call. Rick, you're not muted and your children are screaming.
It unmuted itself.
Yeah, because that happens all the time, RJ, the old unmuting of the Zoom call.
You guys on Zoom can't be trusted. I think that's what we've
RJ, gathered. This man thought he was being interviewed. He was talking. I mean, he was going back to his time in Carolina.
I had, when good, he was a young journalist. I had good questions.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, stop it. Really?
He was in his element. The call lasted, it could have been 10 minutes. The call lasted 40 minutes.
You know what? From now on, I won't ask questions.
No, he knows.
I won't ask. I thought my last question was an elite question.
Yeah, the last one was elite. All the rest of it was just,
well, because you know what I thought? And this, I'm going to pull people right. Forget about the curtain. There's no curtain. I'm going to bring you right backstage here. All right. I thought you didn't really want to talk on the call. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I will pick up the slack for you because you're not interested in talking a lot on this call. Let me pick up the slack as a good teammate. Obviously, it fell right on deaf ears. Obviously. No, I won't do that anymore. From now on, you can run point. I'm fine with that. You run point on these calls.
You nailed it.
I was trying to be a good teammate, not a bad teammate.
No, you're a great teammate. Just a little long.
Let's go to Jack, who's he's a troll in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Rick and Dave. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
So first, shout out to the company, but I want to talk about Gerrit Cole because he's been spectacular this season. And I don't know if it's the pitch clock. I know we've heard a lot about him making like a concerted effort to just have more fun on the mound and not let like the little things bother him, like we saw with the Billy Crystal incident. Those things can get to him sometimes. But just a combination of everything, his fastball command has been really good. And I think him being able to locate that fastball, you know, paint it on a corner and not leave it down the middle has led to not giving up a homer yet, which, knock on wood, hopefully that streak continues. But in my mind, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best pitcher in baseball this season.
Yeah, I don't think one of, Jack. And thanks for the call. I think so far, early on this season, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, I don't think you can argue it. I mean, he's been lights out. He really has. I mean, that's for him last season. The biggest thing was the home runs. And I know it's early, but still, I mean, that has not been an issue yet.
So. I mean, first of all, complete games are a thing of the past. He was sensational. He starts out great. He builds as the game gets going. I mean, he's just there's nothing negative to say right now about Gerrit Cole. He's pitching at that level.
Absolutely not. No, he's been great. Maybe part of it too is just, I mean, he's now comfortable here.
Maybe because he cut his hair.
That could be it. You never know.
But
he looks handsome.
I think he looks good too.
The big thing with the Yankees now is, I mean, how long Stanton is going to be out, really?
He's going to be out for an extended period of time.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're saying 4 to 6 weeks, so who knows how long that actually ends up being.
Right, because that's the 4 to 6, we'll give you that to start, and then, I mean, let's be fair. You're not going to see him till at least June.
Probably not, but I think more importantly, too, with this now, is once something like this happens, I mean, now there's going to be the hesitancy to put him back in the outfield.
Right.
Because you're protecting the hamstring for the rest of the season.
I can't believe, and maybe this is on me, that this guy keeps getting hurt doing nothing.
He was decelerating.
What? Because when I read it, I was like, well, you got to be kidding. Like he got hurt decelerating. It's not like he was Ricky Henderson running into second base.
Got to slow that big body down. A lot of stress on the ham dog.
I can't believe it. So now you're going to be without him. And it's not like the Yankees have a ton of guys that are big-time offensive players right now either.
The problem is he's like a sports car, man. And anyone that's had a sports car, they're in the shop a lot. Like, you run a sports car at full speed, like, there's going to be problems with it eventually.
So I was watching the game the other day, and I don't know if you remember this. He was playing right field, and there was a foul ball that just went foul. And he went after it, and he dove, and he didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it. And my first thought was, oh, God. Like, if I was a Yankees fan, that would make me terrified. And then I think it was John Flaherty who said, he said the exact same thing. He's afraid about it, and he didn't catch it. He goes, catch it or don't catch it. Every time something like that happens, your heart is in your throat because Stanton, you know, because you're so worried about him getting hurt.
Right, my first thought was probably should have caught it. My first thought was a good right fielder probably makes that catch.
Yeah, and he's not a good right fielder. He's an adequate right fielder. But who cares about catching a foul ball or not? Your big concern is you're going to have him for the next, you know, 2 months. And in that moment, you did, and now you don't.
No, but I think just what you how you described it, that sucks, period, though. I mean, it's a guy that when he's healthy and when he's right, like is capable of carrying you offensively. You've seen him carry this team through the playoffs with his bat. Like, he's capable of doing that. When he gets hot, he's red hot. Like, the fact that just playing right field makes you nervous, that's a problem.
Terrified. Absolutely terrified. Let's go to Aaron in the car. Good morning, Aaron. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Aaron. Really, honestly, we're doing sensationally.
I can't imagine how you wouldn't be, because the Knicks had a sensational Game 1 win. We have Rangers-Devils on Tuesday, Game 1. I mean, Tuesday might be too much for me. I'm going to be honest.
You're not wrong.
Between the Knicks on Game 2 and between the Rangers Game 1, I mean, the Yankees game is an afterthought.
Well, yeah, Yankees, Angels, right? And then the Mets, you'd hate a 10 o'clock game, but I guess in this case you can live with a 10 o'clock game because it's too busy in the 7 to 10 o'clock hours.
It's absolutely wild. I'm going to my buddy's man cave to watch the games, and I gave him forewarning. Like, listen, you know, between the Knicks in the playoffs and the Rangers in the playoffs, when was the last time this happened? I why wear pants?
Well, you have to wear pants, otherwise you have nothing to take off if you get excited.
Why wear pants?
It's a fair point.
I mean, they can't just show up nude.
But tonight for you is a big night.
Tonight's a huge night.
Yeah, tonight for you is a big night. Tomorrow night for me is going to be an overwhelming night.
You understand what could potentially happen here, right?
Islanders, Rangers round 2?
Oh.
No, hadn't thought about that at all.
Oh.
The show would go off the rails.
This is what could happen. What are we in April?
That's right.
I can't say next few months, but this could be in the upcoming schedule for what the show is going to go through. It could be me and you going head to head, Islanders Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving could be me head to head with Raymond Santiago.
I hope that's the case.
I will drive to his home on Thanksgiving.
How good would Cowboys Jets in that?
Can't finish it.
I will. No,
what are you
going to
do? You're going to pee in that salt water pool, aren't you?
I'm happy to be in that number two role.
I'm going to do nasty things to his turkey.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Speaking of bikes, by the way,
yeah,
I'm driving home from Lake Placid, 495. It's cruising along, no problem. Boom, all of a sudden we get, closer we get, all of a sudden traffic. 495, there's a fair amount of activity. A
lot of traffic.
I look over to my right. There's an older gentleman, full spandex suit, riding his bike on the shoulder of 495.
Is that why there was all the traffic?
No, he's just cruising on 495. I've never seen anything like it. In a spandex suit. Is that legal?
Yeah, no, I've never seen anybody on the LIE before with a bicycle.
He was just to the right of the rumble strips.
Well, why wouldn't he be on the service road?
I don't know. I think he got lost or something. I don't know.
Was he signaling getting in and out of lanes?
No, but he had the little mirror on his helmet, so he could see what was happening.
The last thing he'd want to do is go in the HOV lane. Because he was only one person. Slow right, the whole thing down.
God forbid he crosses the solid line.
No, you can't do that. I always feel so guilty whenever I do that.
I make sure I take a bunch of looks just to make sure I don't get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I make sure there's no police around. Then I'm like, oh, this is.
Sometimes you get trapped, though, behind the one person in the HOV lane that's
going slow.
Right.
That's terrible.
I hate that.
That's terrible. So we got Around the League coming up in like 9 minutes.
Well, we got a lot of stuff happening right now.
We got Around the League coming up in like 9 minutes. We obviously have a lot more Knicks. We got the Nets. We have the baseball. Mets. Your Mets had a very nice weekend.
Yeah, very nice weekend. We didn't talk about Nimmo's couple catches he made.
Beautiful catches. But you know what the big thing people are going to focus on over the weekend for the Mets?
Brett Beatty. Well, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, those two things you hit right on the head. Yes, Beatty coming up. I'm sorry. I know you said give him the month. Escobar is terrible.
Well, I think he knows it. He pretty much admitted it. I mean, when the news that Brett Beatty was coming up. I mean, this is why. But, I mean, you see how he handles it. This is why Buck gives him a little bit of leash, because he is such a well-respected veteran guy.
Get it, but he's it's painful to watch him play now.
I think he knows it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you read his quotes, he was like, we need him and he'll make us better. Like, you probably worry about a lot of guys if you call up a rookie who's going to take someone's job, or potentially or hopefully take someone's job. I don't think you worry about that at all with Escobar. I think Escobar will be the adult and handle it well. It's just it's time to make that move.
And not only do you not worry about it, you would actually look at a guy like him as someone that would take Brett Beatty under his wing a little bit and help him. Because there's a lot of guys that wouldn't do that, wouldn't even think of doing that. This is my job. I want it back. I'm not going to go out of my way to help you.
That's
I don't think that's the kind of guy that he is.
No, he's just the opposite of that. If there's anything I could do to make the team better and it means that Beatty plays, you know what? I'll step to the side and he'll get the time.
Right. And then Ronnie Mauricio was just destroying AAA too.
At what
right
point
now.
Do you bring him up, though? What's the point of him being... The only thing I can think of, and tell me if this is A, crazy, and B, out of line, is that... I mean, I can't imagine how Mauricio is in the plan for the Mets' future.
Unless you're going to...
Move him to second?
Well, Lindor's not going anywhere.
Right. He's not going to be your shortstop.
Beatty's going to be your third baseman.
Correct.
So it's either, continue to let him dominate in AAA, and the reason why you wouldn't bring him up is because you feel like he still needs a little bit more seasoning, and right now... There's still the unknown with him. If
right,
you bring him up and he struggles, it could ruin his value.
That's exactly my point. Is there the thought of we're going to trade him? If he is tearing it up at AAA, his trade value is very high. If we bring him up and he struggles, like Alvarez, we bring him up and all of a sudden he struggles, do we lose some value here for a guy that has immense value right now?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think if they thought he could step right in and help them win, then... he'd be up, but I read some stuff that there's still some things that he needs to work on. Pitch recognition, some other stuff.
But he's mashing.
It's different, man. As good as, right, he's mashing, but this is a whole different...
Yes. I mean, it's AAA for a reason.
Right, I mean, it's like, you're talking about all of a sudden now going up against some of these pitchers where, I mean, it's very easy to struggle. Like, Anthony Volpe experienced it. Francisco Alvarez is
most guys experience it.
Yeah, and then there's the studs that all of a sudden just step in and just...
But that's a rarity.
That good, but...
Very rarely does a guy start in the major leagues and he's just great from jump.
At some point, you're going to struggle. I mean, it could be early, it could be late. Like, there's some guys that, like, the kid in St. Louis, Jordan Walker, like, he's off to a pretty good start, but
right.
At some point, he's going to struggle. It naturally happens, and how quickly can you get out of it? Like, even Volpe he got off to a bad start, and he's finding his way through it. Got his first home run, continues to steal bases.
Was he 7 for 7 on the bases?
That skill set is...
See, I watch Alvarez and I think to myself, I imagine he'll probably be good at some point. It doesn't feel like that's close to happening. You can see that Volpe's going to be a terrific player.
Yeah, I actually get... I'm not going to say it.
No, I know. I feel the same way about Alvarez.
Yeah, like even some of the, like even the...
He can't throw anybody out.
Well, I can't throw anybody out. I mean, the pass ball, it's not great.
So you think Beatty plays tonight against the Dodgers?
That's a good question.
Who's on the May?
Maybe.
May is on the mound, right? I said
May.
Who's on the May? Who's
May
on the mound?
On the mound?
Yeah, May's on the mound. Maybe. Well, why not?
Maybe.
Called him up for a reason, right?
Right, you're not going to... I mean, you didn't call him up to sit him on the bench.
Right. I hope he plays.
Play.
I'm ready. I'm not a proponent of just bring up all the young kids and play them, but you know what? I mean, Escobar has been so bad. I think it's time to start with Brett Beatty. So we start there and we move forward.
Yeah, you know what the good thing, though, too, is, though, for these guys is that you go down, you start off, you're hot, you got all the confidence in the world, and then you come up, hit the ground running as opposed to you start up here, get off to a slow start, now you're battling your way out of it. You know what I mean?
I completely understand what you're saying. Thank God the Mets swept that series, because at least it gives you a little leeway where if you lose 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers, you don't feel like you've had a bad start to this road trip.
Right, and I mean, that's a team you should take care of.
And you did. Friday night, I couldn't even make it all the way through. Friday night, I had to tap out of that one.
17 walks?
Have you ever seen more walks than that?
Holy moly,
17?
No.
I didn't even know, and I was out on Saturday at Ben's baseball game, and one of the dads like, 17 walks? I said, no, they scored 17 runs. He's like, yeah, they scored 17 runs, and there were 17 walks. I was like, 17? And I looked it up. I don't ever remember watching a game where there were 17 walks from one team.
Well, you had that, and then on top of that, you had the Johnny Burrito start where he got absolutely tattooed in the first inning.
He was awful. That was Thursday when you were away.
Yeah, right. I heard. I mean, I listened to on you Friday talking about Johnny Burrito.
Yeah, but this is unfair. This is just it's undoubtedly unfair to me because I said Aaron Judge in the pregame show referred to him as Johnny Burrito. And then what they took on our show is just the audio of me saying Johnny Burrito.
I'm just telling you what I heard. I mean, that's do you have a problem with the guys? Then that's something you should speak to them about.
Oh, I'm going to talk to them. And I talked to them on Friday. Here's the thing.
It's amazing, too. And you bring them beautiful. I mean, they want extra bananas. They can have extra bananas. And that's the kind of way they treat you.
RJ, at least just admit that you are controlling the narrative in the audio you have clipped with the Johnny Burrito.
Controlling? No.
Did I say Aaron Judge said this?
I don't recall.
Allegedly.
Johnny Burrito has been so great.
It's tough to remember. It was so many days ago.
No, it was 3 days ago.
A lot's happened since
then. Where's my burrito?
Yeah.
Where's my burrito?
These guys are they're savage animals.
That's a tough look. Yeah, it is, really.
But that's not what I said. But I make mistakes all the time. All the time. And when I make mistakes, I own the mistakes, and you can have fun at my expense as much as you want. In this one instance was not me saying on my own thinking his name was Johnny Burrito.
Burrito has been so great.
And that's what they're telling everybody.
I wasn't here to defend you. This is not on me. This is on Grassa, if any. Your little buddy Grassa.
You know what? Why do you have an issue that I like Grassa? I don't like him more than you. I enjoyed spending time with Dan Grassa. Doesn't make me
You don't really have anything in common. You have nothing in common. Outside of tennis, you have nothing in common. Nothing.
What are you talking about?
The man's a fraudulent fan.
He's a legitimate Mets fan.
No, doesn't watch every second of every game like you do and I do.
I didn't like that he would be doing like shopping Saturday at 6 o'clock. I didn't like that.
Right. He doesn't even have kids.
Why doesn't he have kids? Is there an issue going on? Does he not want kids?
No issue.
Do we know?
No, I think they're just whatever happens, happens.
The whole way through, they're going to play that?
Well, I think that's where they're at, I think.
How old is Grassa? Do we know?
He's in his 40s.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Rick's right.
He's in his 40s?
I think so.
He might be like 40, 41.
Rick. Oh, I think he's older than I am.
Really? And you're 41, yeah. Right?
Right.
Wow.
A young 41. I mean,
I was young, spry 41.
Weekend,
I would agree with
very
that.
Very spry.
So we, by the way, we might have the oldest like fathers at the station in the history of the world.
I don't know about the world.
Oh, come on. I mean, Kay started having kids in his 50s.
How dare you stop it. He wasn't ready.
I'm not judging him doing it. I'm just saying we have old fathers. Donna didn't have kids till his 50s.
Sounds like you're judging.
Not judging anybody.
You are definitely judging.
You do whatever the hell you want. By the way, all those guys, my great friends at the station, you know how many of them reached out to see how Sherry's doing?
Me?
No, I'm not talking about you.
None of them.
Zero.
Yeah, right, because they don't like you, really.
Oh, no.
Well, that's you know what? That's obvious.
Yeah, I tried to tell you this.
But I'm listening to the show the other day, and they're giving us a hard time about getting Mel Kiper to mention us during the draft.
Jealousy. That's all it is.
I had 4 separate people come up to me this weekend and say, I can't believe Mel's going to do it. Do you really think he's going to do that? I said, Yeah, I think he's going to. I have zero doubt that Mel's going to do that.
When he receives this new package.
When is the package going out?
This is.
Is this the last package before the draft?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Before the draft, yes.
Uh-huh.
Before the draft, yes. It was supposed to be the last package, period. But now I feel like there's pressure on us. I'm not going to say me. Us as a show.
Us as a show.
If he comes through and says what he said he's going to say,
one big finale?
I should send him a nice little gift.
I think that would be nice. Maybe that would be nice.
How about maybe we do this, though, instead of the whipped cream? Maybe we find
pumpkin
out where
pie with whipped cream.
No, no. We find out where his favorite crab cake place is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we get him a little gift certificate, actually, to the crab cake place.
Different crab cake places this summer, eating crab cakes, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have him booked for this week, RJ?
So I was going to ask how you wanted to approach this off the air, but since it's on the air, this is actually something I was going to ask.
Uh-huh.
So given the approach here with the Knicks and all the Rangers, Islanders, Devils, all that you laid out that's going on.
Right.
I was going to ask how you want to structure our approach here into the draft.
Is he going to be coming out with another mock draft of maybe the final one on Thursday?
Well, I think it comes out on
Tuesday, right? Next Tuesday?
I think Tuesday.
This week?
I will double check.
So tomorrow?
I believe that might be the back and forth, the he and Todd combo deal.
Gotcha. If we could get him on Thursday again, I think that makes sense because you have do the Islanders play game two on Wednesday?
Yeah, but
is that right?
Why would we have him Thursday? Aren't we going to get him next week?
See, that was my exact question. Do we treat this almost like an off week and then just go wild next week?
No. Why? Why? Mm. Why would we do that? Let me ask you a question. If you guys were in the car listening to the K Show, Greeny, Barton Hunt, any show, and you heard Mel Kiper was a guest on the show, do you want to hear what he has to say?
No, it's not. It's not because nobody wants to hear what he has to say.
You think we're overusing?
I don't want to oversaturate Mel's schedule until next week when typically we've gone wild leading into the draft, then we get him day off, Monday after, the whole deal.
Okay, now here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
If we are prepared to have Mel next week numerous times, I can punt on this week.
We don't have to punt. It's really a group decision.
No, if that's what you guys choose to do. But I want him next Thursday morning. I want him day of the draft, or at least Wednesday, Friday.
We know your expectations are high. You want him to mention the show on the live telecast.
Yeah, you're getting wild.
Yeah. How am I getting wild?
For the show now.
Why am I getting wild?
What do you mean? I mean, you understand. Like, he's the face of the NFL draft.
I understand. You understand what his favorite radio program, in fact, is? This program.
Okay, here's what you saw. We don't pay him. I pay him in whipped cream.
Right.
But my name is on the bottom of his check. He's not just like willy-nilly. Whenever we want him, he can be on the show. I want him.
I think we should effort to get him next Thursday morning.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't get my hopes up.
My hopes are very high. I want him 2 days next week.
Oh, my God.
What's the oh, my God? What, really? He's Mel Kiper Jr. He loves the show. He said anything for us. You know what? Put your money where your mouth is. Let's go.
Rick's money.
That's right.
Where your mouth is.
And eat it up.
Don't we want a Monday, though? Don't we want a Monday, too?
The Monday after the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want him Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Ugh.
That's what I want.
It's a nice world you live in.
I know.
Well, you know what? Forget it. Then don't ask him. If you don't ask, you'll never receive. If I didn't ask for him to mention us during the draft, we wouldn't get that.
Now you're going
to
swing it?
But now because I asked him that, when the Giants go 25, who's going to get a national mention on the NFL draft? Me and you. That's who, pal.
I'm a hero.
Yeah, that's
but
who.
I don't want him to feel like we're taking advantage of this, though.
He can say no.
Yeah, but sometimes putting him in a spot where he has to say no is not the right play.
Let's call it what it is.
What is it?
You're holding Mel's whipped cream over his head. This has become a blackmail situation.
Yeah.
I have what you want, and you're going to do what I say.
That's not true.
You're going to mention us on live TV. You're going to come on Thursday, Friday, Monday. I may call you Sunday just to see what you're doing.
It's like a Batman villain.
He has until Thursday to reveal himself.
Then
or
forget
I will
it.
Bring the city don't to its
him.
Knees.
Don't book him. You will never taste the lusciousness of the whipped cream again if you don't join this show. And everybody I explained to, they're like, "What? How can he not get the whipped cream?" And they're like, "Why can't he order it?" Like, I'm like, "This doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't work like that."
Can't you
so
see?
You can't order it. I have to go procure it and then send it.
Can't you see Dave sending one of those? You know, like in TV shows back in the day, they would cut out letters of different magazines and newspapers. Can't you see Dave sending one? Join us, or else also mention Dave is the best. Anonymous.
Sign Dave. like that movie The Fan. You ever see that movie? With Robert De Niro.
It's you.
No, I'm the one that with the Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci movie where they kidnapped the Celtics player.
Who's that, Patton Oswalt?
No, I don't think it's Pat. Is it Patton?
You're the one that's Pat. That
wasn't
Patton
Damon
Wayans?
Wasn't Damon
Patton Oswalt was in a movie where he was a Giants fan.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
you're more Patton Oswalt in that movie.
That movie is loosely based on you.
You know what? You're not wrong.
It's that every time I see
big fan,
the big fan
is called.
That's you.
Yeah, doesn't he like calling sports radio at all hours?
Yeah, the only difference is you actually host the sports radio show.
That's really the only difference between me and that movie.
Like if you see the poster for that movie, you couldn't see Dave showing up looking like that for work.
Absolutely.
Look at it.
Dave. It's like, you know how we did the whole thing, like who would play you in a movie?
He's got a Dallas Sucks t-shirt. It's Dave.
You know what? At least I'm passionate.
Okay. No one doubts that.
All right. So at least I got that.
I'm in spades. You have that.
It's a big fan. A 2009 film, dark comedy drama is what it's called.
Loosely based on Dave Rothenberg's
life. He gets beaten up by his favorite player.
A hardcore New York Giants fan struggles to deal with the consequences when he's beaten up by his favorite player.
But, I mean, the only difference is that when you shouted out LT.
That's Lawrence Taylor.
He didn't beat you up.
He didn't beat me up. That would have been awkward.
It was almost like someone was listening to that story, like, "Well, what would have happened?"
Well, hang on a minute. Now we can make a movie out of this.
What would happen if Lawrence Taylor actually beat him up for accosting him at a urinal?
You know what? Let's make that into a movie.
Let's make it into a movie.
We'll call it The Big Fan. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
It's not a bad movie.
No, it's not bad. Every time I see a picture or anything for that, I always think of you.
Great. He's got his face painted blue one side, red the other side.
I would like to see Julius Randle dummy you once. Being so nasty.
Not nasty. You know what? Forget it. Let's just sit here and do boring sports
talk.
You're a hater.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.